Boxing lost one of its great champions when Joe Frazier passed away, and we're remembering Joe Frazier with Burt Sugar, Hall of Fame boxing writer and sports historian. He has written over 80 books, mostly on boxing history. You know, when we say Joe Frazier, what do you think comes into people's minds first and foremost, Burt?
Muhammad Ali, which is wrong. All you get is Ali Frazier, Ali Frazier. Well, these are two separate men who were not symbols. They stood on their own. And both of them were important to the boxing and cultural framework of the 1960s.
When you think about Joe Frazier, I always think, and I remember, and I was a young sportscaster at that time, was the Thriller in Manila, but I also do remember the first fight, which was billed the fight of the century in 1971. When you look at those three fights, what is it that you remember about each of them, Bert?
Well, each of them had something to stand on. The first and third Ali and Frazier fight were different than the second, say. The second was not as exciting or a Donnybrook as the first and third fights. By that I mean, the third fight was known as the Thriller in Manila. You make your line distinction. That was a fight that you really didn't want to come back from hell. It really was that basically heart of muscle, heart of effort, heart of everything. And it also showed one other thing. Boxing is not just a two-man sport. Boxing is an everyman sport. And Joe Frazier proved it. He proved it. Up to then, it was Ali-Frazier. Ali-Frazier. Well, daggone it, both of them, Ali and Frazier, outlived that first fight, the 7th of January, 1971. I take it all back. But it doesn't matter. That was one hell of a fight. No, three hells of fights. Mm-hmm. Because the third one was better known as what? As one of the greatest fights of all time. It was the one in which Eddie Futch had momentarily stopped and then stopped the fight because he said, "Nobody will forget what you did here today, my son," meaning not Ali, but Frazier. It was a two-sided ass-whooping. Ali Frazier was the greatest fight of all time in that microcapsule, and it worked.
It seems to me, too, Bert, that really Joe Frazier probably was so overcome by the shadow of Muhammad Ali during his fighting career that people neither appreciated or really respected what he was able to accomplish in the ring. Is that a fair statement, and why was that?
Well, in part, he was always associated with Muhammad Ali. You know, it was Ali Frazier. Well, this did an injustice to Joe Frazier. Think about it. This is one of the greatest fighters of all time. I have him number 9 on my all-time list. And he's got to stand there and always have his name conjoined.
One thing that most people don't have an appreciation for, because maybe they don't remember or they don't know, is what he did in the Olympics in 1964, especially toward the end of his competition for the medal, and that was when he broke his thumb, and yet he was able to overcome that and win the gold medal for the United States.
Well, here was Joe Frazier filling the place that had once been held by his predecessor in inaction. But it was just Joe Frazier. Nobody has an appreciation for what Joe Frazier meant, what he stood for, what he was. He was just a plain old lunch pail type of person who came to fight, gave his best, went home, and had everything he ever wanted. And I was pleased to know Joe on several levels. And he never disappointed. He never was other than he held out to be. Joe Frazier was a great man, and I hope he now is appreciated exactly for that.
Let me also ask you about his trainer, Yank Durham. I got to know him a little bit. I was very young in my broadcasting career. But the combination of those two, why did that work so well, Bert?
Well, if you remember Yank Durham, his voice was about 20 meters below the sea. But he was beautiful, and he knew exactly what Joe should be doing every moment of the way. And let it be known, here's a piece of trivia that can only get both of us into trouble, so I'll blame you. That there was a group put together called Cloverlay, and they came together to afford Joe Frazier underwriting. And that little, dare I say, farty group put in $10,000 apiece, and it became very well to do, thank you. And Joe Frazier multiplied and then multiplied again the amount, and it was Yank Durham who took Joe Frazier to the top of the heavyweight boxing world. But it was one hell of a fight while they got there.
Also, let me ask you about, he was 29-0 when he took on George Foreman, and he lost his championship. He lost to Foreman two times. I always sensed in talking to him that was something that always bothered him, that he lost those two fights. Am I correct?
No, he was scared of Foreman, he told me.
Mm-hmm.
He just was scared of him. But, you know, fighters get scared of other fighters. Did you ever get close enough to see Big George doing his first go-round?
No.
And there's enough to scare anybody.
Yeah, Foreman was 4 inches over the shorter Joe Frazier, and yet I always felt that's interesting what I find you saying, because Ali, who was, of course, the man with the magic reputation, he was never feared him, but it was Foreman and his stature, I suppose, that feared.
Well, Muhammad Ali was 6'3½". And nobody realized how tall he was till Sonny Liston almost broke his neck trying to stretch it to see how tall this guy was he was facing in the ring in Miami Beach.
We only have a couple minutes left, but what is the one memory that you'll always have of Joe Frazier?
Just such a nice guy. And I'll remember one moment. And it happened at the end of, I think is the, yes, as a signing for the Ali Frazier bout was announced. And I just sat with Joe. Nobody was sitting with him. And he's scratching his skin and clawing at it. And I said, Joe, what are you doing? And he said, apropos of the fight, I don't know how he can say that. My skin's blacker than his. And I leave you with that.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Bert, for remembering a true champion, and as you said, also a true gentleman, Joe Frazier. Thank you very much for joining us on Sports Byline.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bert Sugar with us. Bert, of course, Hall of Fame boxing writer and sports historian. He's written over 80 books, mostly on boxing history. And I remember as a young sportscaster, my memories of Joe Frazier. He was a man that was tough in the ring, but you get him outside the ring, and all of a sudden he transformed himself into a true gentleman. And the one thing I know in talking to him later in his years after his career was over with, he was always hurt by the stinging comments by Muhammad Ali. But at his funeral service, Ali was there, and when the Reverend Jesse Jackson asked everyone to stand and acknowledge one more time Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali got to his feet and as vociferously as possible clapped for a true champion, Joe Frazier. Bert Sugar with us, remembering the champion, Joe Frazier. We'll take a break, continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show's Sports Byline.